Now, it came to pass after 40 years that Absalom said unto the king, I pray thee, let me go and pay my vow, which I have vowed unto the Lord in Hebron. Absalom sends a message in to the king that he wants to go to Hebron. For thy servant vowed a vow while I abode at Geshur in Syria, saying, if the Lord shall bring me again indeed to Jerusalem, then I'll serve the Lord. And that's an unusual thing. He wants to go pay a vow in Hebron. Syria's to the north. That's where he went. And the king said unto him, go in peace. So he arose and went to Hebron. Now notice what he did. But Absalom sent spies throughout all the tribes of Israel, saying, as soon as ye hear the sound of the trumpet, then ye shall say, Absalom reigneth in Hebron. Now you will recall that's where David began, was in Hebron. He was king there first. Absalom goes down there and begins his rebellion, you see. And with Absalom went 200 men out of Jerusalem that were called. And they went in their simplicity, and they knew not anything. In other words, these 200 men came along, but they did not know that rebellion was prepared against David. Now, in verse 12, and Absalom sent to Ahithophel, the Gilonite, David's counselor from his city, even from Gilo, while he offered sacrifices, and the conspiracy was strong, for the people increased continually with Absalom. Now you see, this is a rebellion that gained momentum. It snowballed as it went along, and there are a great company, and actually Ahithophel was in the inner councils of David, and he was a partner to all of this. And so we find that before David actually realizes what's happened, why there is this rebellion.